This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I didn't really think about it. I knew I was going to come out here and work. I don't owe it to nobody but my teammates and myself and my family. So by me participating, showing my teammates that I love the game and I'm willing to be out here.
This is the one they call Jimbo. James Cook. You guys call him James? Is that just teammates? It's a teammate nickname, right? Jimbo?
You know, it's funny.
Like, if he walked by right now, would we say, hey, Jimbo, or like, hey, James?
I'd call him James. I would call him James.
James, yeah.
But I did ask him, maybe last year, early year, like, do you prefer, like, from us?
Yeah.
You mean, because I think it matters. Like, a guy, you want to call a guy what he prefers to be called by you, whether it's Gabe or Gabriel Davis.
Right.
Josh or Joshua Palmer. Joshua Palmer told me he prefers being called Joshua.
Okay.
So I'm trying to remember to do that, even
Joshua.
Though he said Josh is okay, but you're Joshua.
Who on the team has something like that, and everyone always forgets to do it, including me? Trubisky, right?
Mitch or Mitchell?
I think he prefers Mitchell.
Oh.
I think he said that coming into the league, that he preferred Mitchell, and it never stuck.
But
and maybe at this point, he just knows.
Even Joe Brady called him Mitch, right, yesterday during his media session. So
at this point, he
I asked to just to make sure I close the loop here on this. I did ask him. I said, okay, so do you want to be called James, Jimmy, Jimbo? And he's like, it doesn't matter. That's the way he talks,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to call you James Cook. But, you know, you can refer to him as whatever, and he doesn't really mind, I guess.
Yeah, March 3rd, 2017. So that's before he's even drafted, right? That's the draft process.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Schefter, Trubisky would prefer to be known as Mitchell from here on out. So Mitchell Trubisky it is. It is not stuck. He's Mitch. And I guess, yeah, at that point, he might not really be worried about it.
We had a great question in the chat asking me what flavor wings did I get last night at Bar Bill.
Okay.
They have a lot of great flavors. AC in the bullpen, thank you.
What flavor did you get? Did you do a mix?
We did. So okay. Matt says, well, what do you like? So we got a bunch. We had some media colleagues there, and we made sure they could sit with us and have some wings and things like that. I have to be honest. I'm kind of just a straight-up medium guy. Right guy. I just like medium wings, right?
Me too.
And I don't mind getting other flavors, but that's kind of my go-to.
You might have done what I do. I like to go medium for half, and I like to get one flavor I've either never had or like one crazy flavor.
And then Matt said, let's get some honey Dijon.
Okay.
And I said, great. So
nice.
We did that. And then I think we were going to go with honey butter barbecue. And I said, well, if you already have honey Dijon, let's do something else. We went with lemon pepper.
Nice.
And that was good. Real good.
That's good. What was the best one?
Ooh, you know.
Or your favorite. What was your favorite?
So I would say I think the lemon pepper might have been my favorite, but without any blue cheese. You can't
get
it in the blue cheese.
That's true. A good lemon pepper wing. Man, those are
you just gotta
fantastic.
Have it straight.
I don't think I'm with you. I don't think I ever dipped the lemon pepper wing in blue cheese.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. I did once. I'm like, I can't do that again.
I think, would you have dipped the honey Dijon in the blue cheese?
I did, yeah.
That one, see, I might.
Not every time, though. But I did sometimes.
I think it would only have to be a hot sauce-based wing or a barbecue-based wing.
Okay.
Like honey butter barbecue, I would do that in the blue cheese. But, no, there would be some wing, like a honey sriracha wing. For instance, maybe that's not your thing, but like that, would you dip that in blue cheese?
All right, so that's a good question to throw out there. All right, you can chat us at the bullpen if you're watching on YouTube. What wings do you get? You just don't dip in any sauces.
Yeah, right. Like, no. Like, what wing would you not dip in blue cheese?
Because if you are a normal blue cheese or ranch, if I say it right, if you are a normal like blue cheese dipper with your wings,
yeah,
what do you get where you say no? But that one I'm getting, I'm not dipping it at all because it ruins the taste.
Yeah.
Because I actually sometimes think about that when I get the wings. I'm like, should I do that or not? Once I do, I'm not going back for that bite.
You're worried about the blue cheese kind of overpowering the flavor of the rest of the wing?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Now, is it too early in the morning to really be craving wings right now? 6:30 in the morning? I'm sure it's been done.
Oh, I've...
6:30 wings? What's the earliest you've ever had a chicken wing?
Oh, it's got to be at 7 a.m. or something. I come out with you guys at 7. I'm like, you know what? I'm a little hungry from last night. I didn't really eat last night.
Yeah.
It's got to be something like that.
Yeah. Bill's tailgate probably for me, like 8 a.m., 9 a.m.
I brought a few home to my dorm last night because we didn't finish, and I said to Matt, I'm like, but don't toss those. Like, I'll take those back.
You don't have a fridge.
I ate them before I went to bed.
Oh, right. Okay. Right.
Yeah, man. Like,
I thought you were saving them for today.
No,
I'm like, I don't know about leaving those out.
And that's the thing. That's part of the reason I ate them last night. Because I'm like, I don't have a fridge. So I had a mini fridge in my dorm last year. I used to bring one up. Last year, there was one in the dorm. I'm like, oh, this is great. Didn't need mine.
Yeah.
So I didn't bring it this year, and I don't have it. So when I go back to Buffalo today, come back up for the weekend, the mini fridge is coming back.
Nice. That's right. I thought about bringing a cooler, and I should have done that.
Or a cooler. I could just do a cooler with ice.
Yeah.
Instead of a mini fridge. It'll work the same.
You're going to have to refill that, go get a bag of ice.
Yeah, there's some ice machines around here.
That's true. So yesterday at practice, by the way, actually, real quick before we get back to football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Don't dip Big Poppy in the bullpen. Don't dip Cajun or lemon pepper.
Okay, see that? I learned my lesson last night with lemon pepper.
I wouldn't do it with lemon pepper. I would do it with Cajun. I would do it. That something about that fits a little bit better. It's because I'm still going to get the Cajun flavor with, you know, the blue cheese added on it. I feel like the lemon is what I'm really eliminating by blue cheese. But I don't know. It's not an exact science. So yesterday at practice. Bounce back day for Keon Coleman. I said that in the first segment. Like, would you agree with that as a descriptor?
Yeah, but you know, I didn't think he played bad
in the first one.
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily would put that on him in the first one. And again, lots happening, and I know somebody saw him. He didn't catch a pass the first day, I guess, right? They also worked a lot of red zone, and you think, okay, well, he'd be good in the red zone. I didn't see him getting a ton of reps versus some of the other guys they're working in, right?
Yep.
So again, they're working everybody in. Here's what I'll tell you about yesterday. All right. He yesterday was, this is a part of a bigger picture we can talk about, Joe. My headline at WGR550.com was about how this team really worked the intermediate passing game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Keon Coleman was very vital in that. The two guys who really stood out to me yesterday, Keon Coleman was number two. Curtis Samuel was number one.
Okay.
And Keon Coleman had a couple nice plays, a couple nice catches. One, he was crossing about a good 25 yards downfield, I think it was. Josh threw a bullet, hit him as he was crossing, caught the ball, turned upfield, got loose. I think, yes, that was one of the plays he made. Early in practice, they're going quarterback to receiver. You know how they do this.
Yep.
I go down, I'm shooting some video. I posted this video over on XXL Sports. You see it from Josh's, from behind Josh. Keon runs an in cut. Josh hits him maybe 10 yards downfield. And what I really loved, super impressive. I mean, he caught it and he stuck his foot in the ground and turned right upfield. Now, a lot of times, and it may sound super easy and super simple when I say that's the job of a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
But even at this level, a lot of times you'll see a guy on an in cut, catch a ball, and he kind of stays on that path for two steps or so before he kind of gets upfield, gradually turns upfield. If you can catch it, stick your foot in the ground and get upfield, man, you're splitting safeties.
Yeah.
You're getting extra yards no matter what. And he did it. And then he did it basically again in the 11-on-11 when he caught that pass 25 yards downfield.
That really is. I mean, if he's able to give them that, that's an area where, I mean, Allen had a weird year compared to his others. There was a lot around the line of scrimmage. And there still was a lot of attempts down the field. I think he was third in the league in deep ball attempts last year, Josh Allen, despite the fact they didn't run, they ran it more and they were doing so much around the line of scrimmage. There was not as much in that intermediate area. And are those the guys that you would have thought of immediately for, like, okay, like if they get better in that area, Samuel, Coleman, like that'd be nice. Palmer's the one I've thought about the most for that, is like someone that could really give them a boost in that 10 to 20-yard area of the field. It's not just, you know, an over-the-top rainbow and also not a screen down low. I wonder how much the Bills feel that's an element that they even need to be better at this year, how much of a focus it has to be on plays like that.
It was really lacking last year, I thought. Like, that was just some play. The Dalton Kincaid, like, non-factor last year was a big part of this. Like, that's the area where he should win.
Those are the areas, for sure, that you would hope, at least. And, you know, that could have been the injury for him. It does feel like they have enough players that should be able to produce now in that area. Palmer is a separator. Samuel's always tough to pigeonhole. He's kind of, in theory, a guy that should be able to do a little bit of everything for you, right? Like, he was a good separator in Carolina and in Washington, but he's also a good yak player. For him, I mean, is it just health? Is it just health? Do you feel like with Curtis Samuel that whenever he's practiced and been healthy, whenever he's played and been healthy, the level of play is good enough to where he'll have a role on the offense? Or do you think there needs to be a jump in what he's doing out there in addition to just being
available? No, I think they have a plan for him to have a role in this offense. It's anytime the Curtis Samuel discussions come up, I've always sided with and said, I just think he's on the team and he's playing and he's got a role. Like, I don't think there's any this decision here about is he not on the team. And if he is on the team, he's getting reps. He's going to be on the field because I think they believe, Joe, that he really can provide a really tough matchup depending on where they want to put him. They can figure out where everybody's kind of, you know, what the defense is doing to them and say he can play inside, he can play outside, he can line up in the back, running back, whatever.
Right.
And I know it didn't hit last year. I really think that the injury early on played such a role in that they just couldn't never get it up to speed to where they wanted him. And I think to me, it's almost like he's coming in new. It's like a new guy where they have the same thought with him on what to do than they did last year when they signed him. They just never were able to do it because of the injury.
But the bonus he'll have is he has a year of the playbook and of,
that's right,
you know, a little bit of chemistry with Josh from practices especially. And he did heat up down the stretch. Like,
yes.
If you gave me Samuel's last month of the year over the course of the season, I think I would take that. That's a couple of big plays. That's a couple of big games. Not every game he's super, super involved, but he's out there and he's, you know, somebody that defenses have to watch. 803-0550 is the phone number. More on Coleman coming up at 7 o'clock on kind of his start to camp and his importance to the offense, but there's a lot to get to from training camp. There's some around the league stuff to get to as well. So stay tuned. Your phone calls at 803-0550. I've got a question about tipping for you when we come back. And I think there's a there's got to be something done about tipping culture.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. I'm down for this discussion.
Tipping culture.
Okay.
When we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.